For 15 years, my man Rennett's been doing it. Different guests every week, you never know who. Special gifts and prizes for those in attendance. We always have a good time when we come through. Down at the spot, we call the press box, where the drinks stay cold and the wings stay hot. It's the Player Show, everybody clap your hands. And if you feel good, go and get up and dance. Everybody's feeling good, it's all good vibes. My man Rennett Harris about to take this thing live. Waterside Dental is proud to present the Monday Night Player Show, broadcasting live for the Press Box Sports Emporium for the 15th consecutive year with my main man, Randy Harris. Take it away, Randy.
Let's welcome back Caleb Beninock, Noah Spence. Let's say hello to him. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Victory Monday. How's that? Pull that a little closer. How's Victory Monday going?
Wonderful.
Do Wonderful. Anything special?
Relax.
So nothing?
Yeah.
So just chill?
Yeah.
How do you chill?
Just eat and chill. Sit in the house and watch TV.
What'd you eat? Other than what you ate here, what did you eat during the day?
Let me go to
First watch. First watch.
All right. Anything special?
Pancakes. Everything.
Everything.
Breakfast tacos.
What's your favorite food? And the reason I'm asking, we might as well do it right out of the blocks. One of our sponsors makes, it's called Chef Inspired Popcorn. They can make popcorn to taste like absolutely anything. Anything. You name it.
How do I feel about that?
Well, it depends on what your favorite taste is. Like I interviewed one of the fighters, Ellis Theodoro. He loves French.
Oh, good. You make pancakes, kind?
Yeah. Well, that's French toast is close enough, but yeah. She could probably do pancakes.
I like tacos, too. I don't know.
But she has tacos already.
All right,
so we need an extra large bag of taco popcorn. What are we getting for you, Caleb?
I'm going to try that French toast.
The French toast?
Yeah.
I need an extra large bag of French toast. We might even be able to get it here before the end of the show.
Really? Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, not to leave, though, but I'm saying after, if we all hang out to eat some more, then maybe we'll shoot back. So Victory Monday, you're chilling all day, and then you're off tomorrow. Are you going to do the same thing tomorrow that you did today?
No, I'll probably go work out.
Yeah, work out. We got a rookie thing to do tomorrow, too. Where are we going?
Oh, yeah, we go to the hospital.
Yeah, we're going to a kids' hospital. All the rookies are. So.
How many rookie things have you guys done this year so far?
Oh, man, there's been a few of them.
Do you enjoy it? Obviously, you enjoy doing it.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun. A whole lot of fun.
What are some of the other ones? I know you've gone to the hospital before. I think you went to MacDill. Did you guys go to MacDill? Or was that the D-line? Well, that still would have been you if it was the D-line, because I know that Golston went.
What's MacDill?
MacDill.
What is it?
It's the Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah, we did. We went as a rookie.
I wasn't here for that.
He was in Cali still. Yeah, we went there.
Did you do the parachute thing?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you like it?
It was cool. It was different to me.
Now, be careful how you answer this next question. That was a simulator. Mm-hmm. Would you ever do the real thing?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a date, and I'll get you hooked up with those. Said you do it.
All right, but I'm with it. I'm with it for sure.
All right. We'll get it set up for you.
Caleb's coming, too.
I don't think he can. He can go out with you. But I think he's too big to
What's
tandem.
The weight limit?
I think it's 250.
Oh no.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm way over that.
Yeah, so you're not gonna make it.
I don't qualify.
I don't know about that.
I don't qualify.
You could start eating. Eat a lot and then you'd be over 250.
I was 248 the other day. So.
Well, so you're okay. You need to put 2 pounds on. Do you guys get weighed?
It's kinda scary.
Every day.
To the weight limit.
Do what?
Every day.
Do you?
Yeah, before in the morning and then after practice.
Well, we've been on the air 5 minutes, and all we've talked about is food. So is it a problem when you get weighed in every day?
Oh, no. Nah.
Now, I know you burn it off on Sunday, but what about Tuesday and Wednesday?
It's a problem for me.
Is it?
I mean, I can't gain weight. So whatever I eat, they're like, oh, what did you do last night? Why you waste a little?
So do they want you heavier?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really? Yeah. So we got to get you, like, bigger steaks?
That doesn't work.
Do you have the dignitary card?
Huh?
Okay, I'll get you one of those. We'll talk about that in a minute.
All right.
It's pretty cool. It's 50% off at some of the best steakhouses in Tampa.
What?
So we'll hook you guys up with that as well. Philadelphia, we talked briefly. Now, you were just born there, right? You grew up in Harrisburg?
Yeah.
You are? You're not a Philly fan?
I used to be an Eagles fan, but...
No, we can't. No, we're not Eagle fans.
No. Of course not. I said I used to be.
Right. But not Phillies at all?
No.
Are you a baseball fan? Basketball?
No, not really. Just football.
So just football?
Yeah.
I don't remember if we talked about it. I think you did the second or third week of the year. So,
yeah.
So that was so long ago, I don't remember. Baseball fan?
A little bit. I mean, I watch my boy John, but other than that, not really. It's more soccer.
Should we get the, what is it called, the elephant in the room? Should we get that out of the way? Big fight this weekend. I know you got your boys here as well. You went to school with Sage.
Yeah.
Fighting our buddy Mickey Gall on Saturday.
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about that at all? Or?
Oh, man. No, we just watched the fight.
Golly gee, it's going to be a good fight.
You just watch the fight. I think it'll be a good one.
It is going to be a good fight for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's two evenly matched guys. Mickey just beat CM Punk. So that's not really saying a whole lot, but I know there's a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk back and forth between Mickey and Sage.
Oh, wow.
Are you a UFC fan? I know we've talked a little bit about fights.
I mean, I don't really know much, but I watch it when I can.
We went to that, the RFC fight. That was a lot of fun.
The RFC?
Yeah, we did.
Another one's coming in February. I already have a table set for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah. You guys are going to sit. Now, will you watch Saturday night? It's on free TV. It's on Fox.
If we ain't got meetings, yeah.
Yeah, we probably been in meetings.
How late's the meetings at?
Depends.
That's true.
So
then you'll be there. So it's an hour difference. Because I think Sage's fight, he'll be the third to the end, which will probably go off about 9:30.
Okay. Probably out.
If not, TiVo it or whatever. When was the last time you guys talked to Sage?
When I was in high school, probably.
So we'll talk off the air for messages and stuff. I'll relay messages to him when I see him on Saturday.
Yeah.
A couple other famous football players went to your high school. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there stuff all over the school and a big deal?
Yeah.
It's LeSean McCoy and some guy by the name of Ricky Waters, who was a super stud back in the day.
Yeah. They went to my school.
Now,
all over the place.
It is everywhere?
Yeah.
Now, is your stuff all over the place as well?
I don't know. I haven't been back in a while.
So do we need to call up there?
I think we should.
All right. If you guys can jot that down, we need to get a hold of the Wikipedia page, and we need to call, you know, the high school. Is your jersey and stuff up, you know, like theirs?
I don't know. I haven't been back in, like, 2 years.
So they didn't call and tell you?
No.
All right. I'll do your PR stuff. I'll get it taken care of. Now, you were the Gatorade Player of the Year. The question that I want to know for Pennsylvania, did they hook you up with Gatorade and lifetime supply and all that kind of stuff?
No.
No?
No, they just gave me a trophy.
That's it?
Yeah.
We need to get to work on that as well.
Yeah.
Three straight weeks. I'm sure you guys are aware of this. What's the talk in the locker room? It's the third straight week of being flexed.
We don't even notice that stuff. Like we don't even know. Like we just get ready for the next thing. We just prepare the same. We don't worry about what time the game is. Coach always tells us, you know, you have so and so hours till game time, but we don't really think about what time the game is. We're ready to play regardless.
Does it change at all? You know what you're doing when you find out it's now the 4 o'clock, or in Dallas it's now the 8 o'clock. How does that change meeting-wise, practice-wise, any of that stuff?
It's a longer day. During
the day. Yeah, more downtime during the day.
More time to relax and eat.
Mm-hmm.
talk to us. We briefly talked about the community rookie stuff. How about the stuff in the locker room? And I know that we talked about it when you were on. Hazing might not be the right word, but what is done in the locker room rookie-wise? Did you have to carry helmets and shoulder pads and all that stuff?
Doing like OTAs, stuff like that we did. Not so much now, but we still got like bringing like waters and stuff like that for meetings and like in the locker room.
Has anybody talked back about doing anything or not doing something?
No.
Yeah, guys, just you know, you guys, part of the process. You got to handle your business.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the legendary hazing story that was done and how Mike Allstott responded and things that happened. You know, it's a pretty funny story. We'll talk about that when we return. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, this is The Player Show.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired. Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Sorry about that. I'm going to tell the Mike Alsat story, but first, here's a couple of T-shirts and UFC hats for you, Kevin.
Awesome, thank you.
And then there's your box of goodies of UFC. And I got a couple other surprises I'm going to do during the next break. Yeah, so here's the famous Mike Alsat story. So Mike tells a rookie to go get him a water or a Gatorade or something. And the rookie says, or he doesn't say it, he draws on a napkin a diagram on how to get to the cooler to get his own water. All right, this is a rookie going back to Mike Alsat. He's a pretty, not that it matters, but it's a pretty big deal. So after practice, the rookie goes to his car, and his four tires and the hood of his car are missing. And there's a napkin with a diagram on where to get his tires and where to get the hood to his car.
Oh.
And they totally took his car apart.
Yeah.
So,
that sucks.
I guess that's the bad thing when you kind of say no that you won't do something. Quick question, autographs during the break. I want to thank you guys for doing that. Do you guys collect autographs? Do you have anything signed? Is there somebody that you would want to get?
I mean, I just got two of my old teammates jersey signed. That's it. Nick Vanetta and Joey Bosa. Those are the only signatures I got right now.
Is there anybody else you want to get? Or?
I guess Justin Houston. I want his jersey. Probably only one I'm thinking about right now.
How about a player that you liked, I want to say, when you were growing up? You guys are so young, you're still growing up. But, you know, somebody that you looked up to when you were in high school or when you were in college?
Oh, Trent Cole.
Who?
Trent Cole.
Okay.
When he played for the Eagles.
Helmet, jersey, picture, any of that stuff?
No, I don't have anything, though.
Caleb?
I got my former teammate Cassius Marsh when I played the Seahawks. I got his jersey. As far as just anybody that I watched growing up whose jersey I want, I can't think of. I mean, Troy Polamalu, he's probably one of my favorite players growing up, but he's retired now, so I don't.
You can still get something signed by him, but how come you don't have a pair of Sage gloves or something?
Oh, man. I don't know. I need to get him to send me something.
I'm going to say something to him Saturday.
Yeah, be like Sage.
I'm going to tell him that a very large man that I was with on Monday wants a pair of signed gloves.
Yeah.
Tell him that. Man. And then the bodyguards will be there with me, and we're going to take it care of. We'll definitely get it. I've always thought that being a college athlete is harder than being a professional athlete because you have to go to school and you have to do other things. Is that true?
I don't know. I feel like college is easy.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to agree, Caleb? Or?
I mean, I disagree. I think it's different. And, like, it's got, like, different responsibilities. But I think that college is a lot more time-consuming. And it just brings different kind of, like, stress. And where you don't get to focus on football. You don't get to focus on, you know, it's just a lot going on. So.
And then once you get to the pros, that is your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still a lot, and it's a lot of football, but I can focus all my time and energy into that. I'm not worried about class and doing tests and all that stuff like that while still trying to perform at a high level on the field, you know.
How different has it progressed from the first day you guys walked into $1 to the game yesterday?
Oh, it's so different. I mean, like, we didn't know what to expect when we first walked in. And, like, now we got pretty much, like, a routine. And, like, we got a rhythm, like, we know what we're doing every day, so it's not that bad.
What was it like the first day you guys walked in? I might have asked you that a couple months ago. First day you walk in, what's that like? Is it like changing schools? Is it like changing neighborhoods? Are you kind of looking around to see, you know, who's going to befriend you? Or
I don't know. It's just like, yeah, like going to a new school, like you really don't know much. I mean, you know the rookies and stuff like that, but you really don't know much, like, trying to figure out how to get in meetings and trying not to be late to different places and stuff like that. So.
When you guys were in college, was it the same as it is now? Because we've talked about it all year, how close-knit this team is. And there's been years before I'd walk in the locker room and offense and defense, they don't really talk. Or even defensive positions don't talk if it's not the same position. This is so different. Was it like this in college as well for you guys?
When I was at Ohio State, it was. Eastern Kentucky, not so much. But yeah, I feel like we definitely have like a family thing going on at Tampa Bay. So,
Caleb, said?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a family atmosphere at Tampa Bay. When I was at UCLA, it was really similar. Everybody kind of got along. Everybody kind of hung out with each other. But it's definitely like that. It's definitely a family atmosphere at Tampa. Everybody gets along. Everybody talks to each other. There's no, you know, everybody wants everybody to do good. And I think that's why we've been playing so well.
How about when you first play Carolina or you first play Atlanta? You know, you guys being rookies, you may or may not know the dislike of the two teams. You know, Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta, obviously, because they're division. Did you feel that? Do you have to get on the field the first time to feel it? Or do you not even feel it yet?
I don't know. I feel like every game is like a big game, for real. I don't really feel no difference in the games.
Really?
Yeah.
Kel?
I think certain atmospheres make a game feel more intense than others, but I couldn't tell from, like, player to player. Like, it was felt like the Seahawks, there was a lot of animosity in that game for whatever reason.
Really?
I mean, I know, like, I don't know what that was. It just felt like there was a lot of tension when we played the Seahawks.
Everyone was, like, real hyped up. And, like,
yeah, but, I mean, other than that, all the other games, it's been, you know,
What's it like running out of the tunnel? You know, whether you're announced or not, you know, before the announcement, during the announcement, what's it like?
I always think I'm going to fall or something because the smoke's so heavy. I'm like, please don't trip. Because the smoke's so heavy, and then, like, for a second, you don't know where you're going. And I'm like, I feel like I'm running to a cheerleader or something. I don't know. But then it clears up, and you're good.
And they do it just as you get there.
Right.
You know, like, they before now. Or after. It's as you're running through it.
Yeah. I feel like, have you ever seen the movie Any Given Sunday? Yeah. Every time I run through that, that's what I feel like. Like, I'm in the movies or something. It's cool.
Could carry the big flag or something out there, too. That would give you more things to think about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, no. He asked me, our personnel guy asked me if I wanted to do that. I was like, there's no chance. There's no chance I'm carrying a flag. Like, I'm a trip. I already have a hard enough time walking them home. So, so it.
This was a question that was submitted probably 2 months ago, and I've never thought to ask it, but it does make so much sense. And Pat wants to know, how do you get players from stop slapping you in the back of the head? You know, you're playing in a violent sport. You're colliding after every play, and then, you know, somebody, hey, good play, and then they slap you in the back of the head.
And that just goes with the territory, like slaps on the butt, slaps in the head, whatever.
Yeah, but I would imagine getting slapped on the butt or the back or whatever is not going to, you know, hurt as much as, you know, the head when you're trying to focus. Yeah. And
you got a helmet on, it's straight.
Yeah, but there may be other things going on, too, that other players may not know about.
Yeah. You know? I feel like dudes aren't hitting each other in the head that hard.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's like a little...
Just more love taps?
Yeah.
If somebody, like, really, like, wind up and smack me in the head, I don't know. I don't think, no.
Right, full MMA punch or something. I got you. What's the craziest thing, and again, remember, we're on FCC radio, so what's the craziest thing that an opponent has said to you, whether it's high school, college, or yesterday?
I don't know.
That you can repeat?
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Right? Yeah, that's off there.
Not fair at all.
How about like in a fumble on a scrum or something? You know, talk to us about what's going on in there. Again, FCC radio, so.
Every man for himself.
Yeah, everything's going on in there.
You know, we always hear that, but is it really? You know, eyes gouging and stuff that's not even allowed in MMA happens in this thing?
Like, everything.
Get the ball. Come up with the ball.
Do you enjoy that?
No.
I see a fumble. I'm like, oh.
I'm really like, get it? Like, that's pretty funny. Dave wants to know, would you travel in the space if you could?
I would.
Yes.
I wanted to be an astronaut, actually, when I was growing up. That was, like, my dream job. But I realized that there's, like, a height limit and, like, a weight limit because you can't even fit in, like, the because the spaceship is only so big on the inside, you know what I mean? Because it got – so scientists who go in there can only be so tall. So I was like, yeah, I can't do it.
But it's funny that you say that because David Robinson, who went to the Naval Academy, was supposed to go in the subs.
Yeah.
And then when he continued to grow and continued to grow, he didn't even have to do his agreement because he outgrew, you know, what he signed up for. See? So another question from the audience. When did you guys, and everybody has done this, when did you first practice your autograph?
I was like, first grade, second grade.
That's cool.
When I started playing football, I started practicing the thing.
How much has it changed since the first
year? It's totally different.
Is it?
Yeah.
How much has it changed, let's say, from the beginning of the season to now?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I used to write so much on my signature, and now it's just like my name and my last initial and then my number.
You know, it's funny that you said that because last week we had the Gramatica brothers here. And Santiago Gramatica told the story how when Martin signed his first contract, he signed it Martin Gramatica. And that's how he had to sign every card, everything.
That's bad.
And then when he signed his next contract, then it became like MG or, you know whatever. Because I wasn't even aware of that, that however you sign that contract is how you have to do it. What's the loudest stadium you guys have played in?
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing, but Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was a fun game.
Because of the crowd or just because?
It was just loud.
It was loud in the crowd and, like, just the whole atmosphere. It felt like a movie. Like, when we were in that last drive, to, like, run the clock out, I felt like I was in, like, a TV show.
Really?
The whole time. Yeah, it was crazy.
Loudest college stadium?
Penn State.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy Valley was...
Yeah.
Just because it's all right. How about what's the craziest stadium you guys have played in? And because you haven't played it against the Eagles yet, you know, that'll change once you play there.
We played there for a preseason.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
For the crazy preseason?
Yes.
Typical Philly?
Yes.
All right. And again, being born there, I can say that.
Yeah, I had like 50 family members there too, so they were like adding on to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were doing the Philadelphia thing?
Yes, for sure.
Craziest?
Craziest. I'll probably have to say the Coliseum when we played USC. That was an intense environment.
Well, that could have been. You could have played that in a high school stadium, and it probably.
Yeah, that was a very, very intense environment.
Now, do you root against them, no matter who they play?
Yes. I hope they lose every game, every single one.
And you always will.
Yeah.
Okay. WWE fan?
Yes.
Noah?
Yeah.
Little?
Not really.
Did you know Titus O'Neil is the one who ran the flag out yesterday? Yeah, WWE superstar who lives in Tampa.
I knew I'd seen his face somewhere. I was like, who's this big dude? Why is he buff like this? Yeah.
He's a massive guy.
Yeah. Dang.
So you didn't even see him, huh?
No. I just knew. I knew Dee Dee. Not Dee Dee. Was it Dee Dee or Freddie? I knew Leonard had a flag, and that's all I remember. I remember who was carrying it. Yeah, Leonard had a flag.
Oh, no.
It was the first flag that went out, and that was, you know, Titus O'Neil. I think he was the first one.
Yeah.
So a WWE superstar. I tried to get him to come tonight, but he does Monday Night Raw. So,
yeah.
So but we're going to get him out again. Yeah. So who are some of your favorite wrestlers?
Dwayne was The Rock. Well, that's, like, number one. And then it's, like, between Undertaker and Stone Cold, it's, like, a tough – That's a tough little.
Well, typically I wait until coming back from the break to give gifts, but there's about, I don't know, 30 DVDs of WWE.
I guess I'll get on it now.
And UFC. So, there's your hookup. Let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Noah Spence and Khalid Benenock.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, we have Matt Murphy locked from the Press Box Sports Emporium. So keep it up with tradition. I know that I gave you guys all those DVDs, but we're coming back into the next segment. That means more gifts for you. Here's a couple massages from Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Hey,
he loves massages.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll funny. that'll take care of at least the rest of the week. Do you guys do massages? And
oh, he gets them all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. They got him with the facility and everything. Yeah.
So now you can do it away from the facility.
Yeah.
How about the that cryogenic thing? Do you guys do that?
I've done it a couple of times. Yeah, it's real helpful.
Do you like it?
I do like it. Noah does it a lot.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you like
it? Dang, I didn't do it last week.
I did it once.
Not going to cold tub, though.
And I'm not sure what it's – now, I'm sure you have to do it more than one time.
Yeah.
Because I did it once, and I'm like, okay. And my wrists hurt really bad. Which was weird.
After?
Yeah. As soon as I got out.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
This is the cryotherapy thing where it gets like 5,000 degrees below Fahrenheit or something.
Yeah. Which, it's so crazy.
Where'd you go?
It was a place in Vegas.
Oh, for real? Oh, Vegas. I don't know if they were doing it the right way.
Oh. Here's another gift. There's 5 treatments. I only brought one. I'll bring it into the locker room on Wednesday. It's the same guy that does the cryotherapy in the locker room.
All right, good.
This is his facility, which is right up the street. So
sounds good. Thank
there's
you.
5 more sessions.
Thank you.
Who on the team would win an arm wrestling competition?
Silver.
Silver for sure.
Silver's beating everybody and everything.
He looks like
that requires strength.
What does he look like, man?
Going back to the WWE real quick. Who would you guys want as your tag team partner if you had a wrestling event? If you were doing a tag team match, who would your partner be?
The Big Show.
Probably Shawn Michaels.
All right, but who on the team would be? Shawn Michaels, just because of the kick?
Yeah, I feel like he's just really good at tag team. I don't know why. Or one of the Hardy Boys.
I would want Shawn Michaels just to talk on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, of course, you got The Rock and Stone Cold, but... So in the locker room, who would your tag team partner be?
Noah. Oh,
guys, yeah. Sticking together. All right.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
That's what friends do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
What gives you guys goosebumps?
The
cold cryotherapy.
Yeah. That. Oh man.
Some weird stuff. I don't know. You know, like when you like you kneel on like. Rocks or something, and then your skin gets all like with the dents in it.
Oh, yeah, that's all those little things.
That's so nasty to me. I don't know why.
I still get goosebumps before games.
Right?
I still get goosebumps before games. After that first play, I'm good, but like I get those like anxious, like ready to go kind of goosebumps.
Now, I know both of you guys expected to be in the NFL and play in the NFL, and is it still when you run out and you're standing on the field, whether it's pregame or whether it's during the game, do you guys ever just stop and go, I'm here, wow, that kind of stuff?
No, it's crazy. We were just talking about it. But it's more crazy to me, like, when I see it on TV, like, when I watch it, I'm, like, in the highlights blocking for Jameis, and he's, like, getting a sack or something like that. It's just, like, I used to be, like, a kid watching, like, you know what I'm saying, like, watching people do this. And, like, now, like, it's probably some kid sitting down, like, watching and seeing me on there. So that's kind of when it hits you, like, oh, dang, you know?
No. Thoughts when you're on the field?
When I come out and I do like my prayer before every game, that's what I'm doing. I'm like praying and thanking God that I'm like in the NFL and stuff like that. I'm so blessed to like be able to like just play this game still. And it's before every game I do that. And I don't know, it's amazing every time.
What's it like when you see your football card or the video game and, you know, that types of stuff? Again, kind of like what you were talking about, Caleb. You know, as a kid, you play these video games, and now you're in it and you're on it.
It's like a dream, man. It's still crazy.
Yeah.
It's still crazy.
I don't play video games anymore, but how are your stats? And I've been told by a lot of these companies that players call and complain that they're faster, they're stronger, they're whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really checked.
I try to stay away from it because that's just ego problems you don't even want. I just have to be on there.
All right, let's go back in time to Halloween. Mark wants to know, when was the last time you guys dressed up for Halloween? Now, you're looking at me like it's a silly question. But I've asked players, and they were like 2 weeks ago. You know, we've had guys that still dress up and still, you know, do paint their house and stuff. No,
that was never a big holiday for me growing up. So
yeah, I never really celebrated it like that.
Donna wants to know your biggest influence in life.
Moms.
My dad.
Oh, wow.
What other sports did you guys play growing up?
I tried like everything. I'm wrestling, soccer. Basketball, everything.
I've told everybody your story.
Yeah.
Ever since you were on, I've been doing this show since '86. You know, different shows and the player show, whatever. And that's one of my favorite stories of all time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm sure you know the story about Caleb and
how I started playing football.
No, I did not.
Listen to this story. It's phenomenal. This is movie stuff.
No.
I moved from Nigeria or whatever, and I moved got to Texas. And, like, I was trying to make some friends, and everybody was playing football. Yeah. So I was like, hey, Mom, sign me up for football. And she thought she was signing me up for soccer.
Yeah.
And she signed me up for soccer thinking. Like, she signed me up for football thinking it was soccer. So we got there, like, I didn't have pads. I didn't have anything, like, none of that. We just, like, went up there. And then they were just like, oh, no, this is the wrong thing. But they were like, you want to do it anyway? And I was like, yeah, sure. And that's how I kind of got into it.
That's crazy.
Started playing football like that.
I think that's incredible story.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the – you never know, and you go through with it, and now you're into the NFL. It's outstanding. Your thoughts about NFL games in Mexico, in London, and do you like it? Do you not like it?
Oh, I love it. I love the idea. I got the opportunity when I was younger and living in Nigeria. I got to travel a little bit and see Europe and stuff like that. I think it's great for people, especially guys, like interact with other countries. You still get to, you know, get knowledge and see how different people live in different places. And we're not just stuck with this, you know, or something like we're not just seeing the same things. You get to experience more. So I think it's great for both parties, you know.
It's definitely good for the game. Is it good for the players? And, you know, I know you guys talk about flying to the left coast and, you know, it's a 6-hour flight. What about flying across the ocean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long flight, but at the same time, you know, you're going to have your chance. They're obviously going to spend the whole week there, so you're going to have your chance to recover and bounce back. But I think the experience beats, you know, the little bit of jet lag that you feel for a day or two. You know, I think it's,
How much does the flight affect you guys?
I mean, when we go to the West Coast, we, like, go a whole day, like, early, whole extra day early, so we can, like, get our legs back and stuff. I feel like we feel better because we get, like, a lot more sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
So
can you sleep on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of guys, you know, can't. No, a lot of guys can't.
I really can't.
You can't? You know, and I've always thought, really, it's only a 6-hour flight. You know, I do it all the time. I blah, 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 blah. And then I go to Vegas for the flight, and my wife's like, hey, moron, you're sleeping. Because, you know, I fly back, I red eye, and then I sleep for an entire day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do understand, even though I've always said I don't. People don't realize what that takes out of you.
Yeah.
The time change, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to adjust there and then adjust back?
We actually... The way coach does it, we never really let us adjust.
Yeah, we still stay on our time. That's why we get more time to sleep and stuff. Like, say it would be like 9 o'clock over there, but it would be like 12 o'clock for us. So he'll make us go to sleep like 9. So.
Yeah. So we never adjust. So that way we don't have to readjust when we come back next week. And yeah.
What's the plane ride? Plane rides like? And again, remember FCC radio. Okay, moving on.
You mean after a win? What?
What's your favorite holiday tradition?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Man, I probably got to say eating on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That food is just too good.
Yeah. I love Thanksgiving.
Who is your favorite comedian of all time?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
What was the first thing you did when you made the team, when you signed your contract?
What did you do?
Me? Oh, man. I went to dinner.
Okay.
That was my first thing. You mean like, you know, no. Like, what's our first big purchase?
Yeah, just the first thing you did. You know, hey, I just signed my contract.
Oh, I mean, I got a car. I gave my little sister my car I had in college, and she was about to go to college, and then I got a new car, and that was it.
I haven't really bought anything. Like, I still got the same car from freshman year college.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
The first baseman of the Phillies, I can't think of his name now. When he got signed by the San Diego Padres, the first thing he did was buy a gallon of ice cream and a 6-pack of beer, and that he was happy. That's what he wanted.
Yeah,
sounds about right. Except for the beer, I don't really drink beer.
Yeah,
it made me feel heavy.
I don't either. So, your favorite singer?
Trey Songz.
Who?
Trey Songz.
Okay, having a concert in your backyard. Three groups. It can be a group. It can be an individual singer, living, passed away. Who's performing in your backyard, and in what order?
Biggie gonna be there. Tupac. And I don't know who else gonna be with them.
I went with all turned up. I said a Lil Uzi. I said a Lil Uzi, Kanye. Maybe Travis or something. I don't know.
One of the other questions that I like to ask, and it's a way the fans get to know you a little bit. Four people are going to come to dinner. Mm-hmm. It cannot be family members, because obviously it would always be family members first. Mm-hmm. So it can't be family members. They could be living or passed away. It can be real or fictitious. What four people are you going to have over for dinner?
Man. Superman. Batman. The Hulk.
So in other words, you want to go to Comic-Con.
And Laura Croft.
Comic-Con. We'll take you to Comic-Con. Caleb?
Oh, my turn? Oh, man. Sheesh.
We can come back to it if you want. Yeah. You want to think about it?
I'll think about it for a little bit.
Which would you rather play in, the heat of Tampa or the cold up north?
Cold.
I mean, I like the cold.
Really?
Cold.
Yeah. But, I mean, the heat's cool, though.
You can't turn off heat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Off all your clothes.
Like, you still got to put pads on in a jersey. When it gets cold, you know,
can't
there's
run away from the heat.
Right? Yeah, the heat, you just can't. There's no, you can't get away from it.
Doesn't put on a lot of clothes and be cool in the cold.
Doesn't a hit hurt more in the cold?
No, I like
they
it.
Hurt the same.
No, I mean, I don't really feel the difference.
I mean, we're all close contact players, so
yeah, we're not really.
There's no
on the line, so
it's all 2-3 yards.
Yeah. All right. How about when you get hit and you land on the field? I mean, does that hurt to land on, you know, and I know it sounds silly, but, you know, continually falling on the ground like that.
I mean, if you get blindsided, like, I got smacked pretty hard versus the Seahawks. And I didn't see it coming. Yeah, that, I don't know. It hurt. But, I mean, I had to get up really fast like it didn't, because I didn't want him to think that he hurt me.
What did you think about the play yesterday with the lead? Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's no good.
That's,
you don't do that.
That's ignorant.
That's no good.
I like how the team stuck up for him. And then, to be honest, whether you like or didn't like what happened, I like how his teammates stuck up for him.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, you got to do that as a team.
I think any team would react the same way if they felt, you know, that you were coming after one of their players. Or they should, at least.
And then what happens in the locker room? Or is that what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room?
Yeah, all that. That's four walls.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's between. All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. We'll be right back.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm,
Caramel apple pie and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out here for our final segment. A couple more gifts. Gift giving time. So, again, for coming out tonight, guys, we have some gift certificates to Holy Hog Barbecue, which is right down the road, and that's for Caleb. And for coming back, Caleb, because these guys were not sponsors when you were on before, Original Grain has sent you both. So,
that's dope. Let me see what this is looking like.
And then there's a battery charger, so your phone will never die.
Dang, we were getting right.
So, look at this. And I think you got one last time, right?
I think I left it here.
You left it here?
No. I like that.
Well, then I'll get you another one. I happen to know the guy, so I'll get you another one.
He knows everybody.
All right, a couple more questions from the audience before we run out of time. Talk about that crowd yesterday.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Give yourself a round of applause. It was so loud that it sounded loud in the press box, and we have the glass windows. And I wish that they had windows that would open up so that we could kind of get it in more. But it did sound like it was an unbelievable crowd.
It did. I've heard that all the season.
Caleb said he hasn't heard that. Same.
No, it was definitely the loudest that I've heard all season, so it was awesome.
And do you guys obviously feed off that, right?
Yeah, we definitely notice. Like, when you guys, when the crowd's into it, like, it gives us juice. So, it's awesome.
It's crazy sometimes, but, I mean, sometimes I can't get to play. And it's scary, but, I mean, I get it eventually. I'm like, it's so loud, like, you can't hear nothing. I'm like, yo, what was the play? What are you talking about?
I like that, though. I mean, in a way, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, that you get so caught up in it. The Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, I know it's just another game. But it's the Dallas Cowboys. Does it mean anything that it's the star?
I mean, I really want to beat them because, I mean, it's my parents' favorite team. And, like, I don't know. They still love me and, like, you know, they love Tampa Bay because I play for them. But, like, they always want to watch, like, the Cowboys and stuff like that. So I want to beat them just because my parents, like, love them so much.
Caleb?
I mean, I grew up in Texas, so everybody wants to be a Dallas Cowboy. So it's going to be a lot of fun going back there and playing against those guys.
And flexed, obviously, to the night game. Will you guys have to stay the night, or are they going to let you fly out? Because I don't know flight patterns. And are you guys going to be able to leave at 2, 3 in the morning?
We never stay the night. We always play the game and then.
And what if we stayed in Dallas?
What?
So if the game ends at 12, 1 o'clock, so you're flying home at 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Really? We get back when we get back.
Right, yeah. And then it'll change, obviously, Victory Monday, so you won't have to worry about stuff on Monday.
All right.
You guys don't have to go through, you know, a TSA and all that kind of stuff, do you?
No. They
come around and sniff everything and then, like, see if we can go through. So.
Is it different when you leave than when you leave other states? Because I would assume it's the same people at the airport here in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same.
So it's a little bit – well, is it a little bit easier for you guys leaving here because they know you?
No, we don't. Like, they have, like, a whole process the way they do it, and it's consistent every time.
Play on the D-line with any three players, not Buccaneers. Present, past, future.
Three.
You want to play with four? It's your show. We can add as many players as you want.
I'm going to have – Ricky Waters. I'm not Ricky Waters. I'm Reggie White. Let me see. Richard Seymour. Javon Kearse.
Be a good line, too.
What?
That would be a good line. All right, let's go to the O-line.
O-line?
Who's going to play in the O-line? No, it can't be present teammates.
Okay. Tyron Smith. Bruce Matthews. Trent Williams. So that's three.
Yeah.
Myself. And
who's going to be the center?
I'm going to have to go with Pouncey from...
Oh, he's filthy.
Pouncey from the Steelers.
Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what if your D-line went up against that O-line?
It's over.
Oh, it's going to be a battle in the trenches.
It's over. Who got Reggie White?
What are you talking?
It's over.
What?
Who's blocking him?
Tyron.
Reggie White?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What?
I'm just going to let them go. I mean, that's fine. I know that you guys haven't spent time yet. Victory Monday, you're off tomorrow, looking at the Cowboys. What do you know other than?
I mean, they're a really good team.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big game for us. That's all I know.
They find ways to win.
Yeah.
Ugly, pretty. They won. I mean, up until yesterday, they had like 11 straight. So they're a good football team. So we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's.
Is it not crazy that the media has been asking all day if they should have put Romo in?
Right. Isn't that crazy?
We legitimately talked about this yesterday, how like insane that is, that somebody wins 11 straight games and then
they're talking about it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like one bad day and then there's like, Tony, like, it's just nuts. You can't win.
It is crazy.
It's the NFL, though. You know how that is. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not talking about it in Dallas, you would hope. You would hope that Jerry, you know, in Jerry's world and all that kind of stuff is not even considering that.
Yeah.
Last thing you want is that quarterback or really any position controversy.
Yeah. But you think that you just won 11 straight games and for a team that's been struggling for a while, people would like give you some support, not after one, two bad quarters. Bench him. He's done. I don't want to see it anymore.
Are you guys looking at the three or four teams that are behind you, or do you not even worry about it as long as you take care of what you need to take care of?
Who's behind us?
It would be, I think, the Giants. It's the Vikings, the Packers.
No, we just – and we just,
there's one other that I can't remember.
We just go to the next thing because we know we handle our business. Like, we'll be fine. So yeah. We don't really look at anybody else because we control our destiny. So we just got to do our jobs and handle what we're supposed to handle. We don't have to worry about what anybody else does. So we'll focus on us.
I'm sure the two of you are sitting here thinking, yeah, isn't it like this every year? No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fans have been waiting to even talk playoffs. You know, I want to be like that coach and start, you know, playoffs. You know, or Iverson saying we're talking practice. You know, that to have the fans to be able to talk about the playoffs right now is not only exciting for you guys, but it's exciting for the player or the fans.
I've definitely felt the shift in the city just being around from, you know, earlier in the season till now. It's just it's a way, way different vibe in the city. So it's fun to see.
It was fun to watch yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to be honest with you. It's fun to watch the fans just as much as it's, you know, fun to watch you guys on the field.
Yeah.
What's the worst? And again, FCC radio. What's the worst the coach has ever yelled at you on the field? We might not be able to get an answer.
Coaches say a lot.
Yeah. I mean, mine was probably Coach Moore at practice one day, my sophomore year at UCLA. He ripped me for a good 45 minutes. He, like, followed me from drill to drill, just letting me have it, just as loud as the whole team could hear. So that was probably.
Is it hard not to laugh? And the reason I'm asking that, when I was in the military and, you know, the drill sergeant's in your face screaming and hollering, and you know that, you know, they're just making stuff up.
It's only funny when they, like, when they brush things.
Yeah.
Like, they brush things. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I can't even focus on what you're saying right now. You stink.
Your thoughts on, I guess, the NFL's talking about canceling Thursday games, which I'm all for. I mean, there's never enough NFL football, but it's got to be hard on you guys to play on Sunday and then play 4 days later.
That did kind of, like, hurt.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, you can – no. That's
so,
not
I
good.
Mean, I feel like the next game was, like, a lot. Too, you know what I'm saying?
How do you even prepare for it? How did you guys prepare for that game?
We a lot of walkthroughs, a lot of mental stuff and recovery.
We didn't wear no like equipment all week.
Yeah.
We didn't like do no real practice all week. So that was hard too. I don't know.
I know you guys don't pay much attention to the media, but we've talked about it here and I've talked about it on my day show, how after you beat Seattle, all the national media talked about was Seattle had a bad game. You know, they didn't say Tampa went out and did what Tampa needed to do. And pay attention and don't even get affected by it.
You know we're the underdogs all the time. I mean, they always been for us to lose.
Do you like that role?
Yeah.
Kind of sneak up on teams? You're not sneaking up anymore.
Yeah. I don't think we're sneaking up anymore, but we definitely embrace that.
I don't think we're going to get no respect until we, like, at the Super Bowl, like, sitting there.
I think you're gonna. I think you're already getting respect, but when you win on Sunday, I was watching, I think it was the Four Letter Network, and I don't remember who it was, and he was ranking, and I believe he had you guys at number two.
Wow.
You know, from the beginning of the season when people were talking, and again, that's not you guys in the locker room, but, you know, talking records and whatever, to now say you're equal to the guys you're playing on Sunday is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Only because I never asked this question until a couple of weeks ago, and I was shockingly found out that the player, Josh Robinson, does play Pokemon Go. Do you guys do any of that stuff?
I had to delete it.
Yeah.
It was taking over my life.
Really?
Yeah, I was just, like, everywhere, like, trying to find Pokemon, and, like, it was just a lot. And then I would, like, end up in weird places with random people, like, why are we all here? Oh, it's a Pokestop. It's, like, so I was standing around, like, midnight. It just got creepy. I just couldn't do it no more.
When did you take it off?
Like 2 months ago.
I want to thank everybody for coming out. I can't believe we're out of time. Let's thank Noah. Let's thank Caleb. We'll be back out next Monday night with Jacquees Smith. Thanks, guys.
let your body rock, rock.